as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That is reading our text from 1 Peter chapter number 4. Peter makes a statement in verse 7 that really is what grabbed my attention. Peter said, "Put the end of all things is at hand." As I begin to ponder that verse, it was dealing with some things that I had heard this week that caught my attention, and the Lord reminded me of this passage of Scripture. I believe that there is a looking today for the rapture and a calling away of God's children. I say that, and then I add this. I'm afraid that probably some of that is based more on a curiosity than anything. I am not an expert of social media. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know my way around on TikTok and all of those things. Matter of fact, I don't even have TikTok. But I read this week there was a new trend that was going on TikTok called Rapture Talk. Well, that caught my attention. So I began to read, and it was fueled by the prediction of a South African pastor that said that the rapture would take place on September the 23rd of this year. As a matter of fact, he said, "I am a billion times positive that it's going to happen." He gained 500,000 views on YouTube and over 1 million whole TikTok. Don't know if you looked at the calendar, but he missed it. He was facing it on the Hebrew celebration of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Feast of Trumpets. And he had the idea the rapture would coincide with it. But he missed it. We're all still here. Matter of fact, he wasn't the first to do that. When I was pastoring in Mount Airy in 1988, I went to the mailbox and I had a book that came to me. I opened the package. I thought I enjoyed the book. The title was 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Happen in 1988. Well, it didn't happen. The band wrote another book in 1989 saying I was off by a year, so he's coming in 1989. Once again, he missed it. I didn't get a book in 1990. We didn't send another book out. But then in 2011, Harold Champion said the rapture would happen on May the 21st of that year. Didn't happen. 3 days later, he did some recalculating and said it's going to be October 21st, 2011. Once again, he was wrong. He had missed it entirely. I said all that to say this. End time prophets, thanksgiving preachers, self-proclaimed messiahs and spiritual gurus that say they have inside information been around a long time. But the problem is that they don't nobody know when Jesus is coming again. As a matter of fact, Jesus told the disciples, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord will come. Jesus said, you need to watch, but realize that nobody knows the hour, and nobody knows the day. So every time, some of these threats, can I say threats? Will that be all right? Every time some of these threats say they know when realize they just do not know the truth of God's Word. Peter, way back then, said, but the end of all things is at hand. Peter said, I believe he's coming. I believe the end is at hand. He was saying, I believe he's come at any moment. And that's what I want us to understand today. Jesus can come at any moment. I'm looking for him to come. We were on our way to church this morning. Beautiful, beautiful sky. And as we come down Sugar Loaf Road, I looked up and I never saw clouds at all. Except over the top of some trees in the distance. There's one little cloud. I thought more than it. That would work for you to ride down home today and call your children home. Thank God one of these days, Jesus is going to come. And the longer I live, the more I look forward to his appearing. This church that Peter was writing to, and I'm not going to get, all the message. That's all right. Peter was writing. Listen to me. Peter was writing to a group of battle-weary, worn out, tired of fighting, tired of the burdens, tired of the trials of life, tired of sickness, tired of sorrows, that is a way of the bold man. And Peter said, I want to remind you the end of all things is at hand. Peter said, there's going to come a day battle's going to be over. There's going to come a day weariness is going to end. There's going to come a day sickness will all be passed away. There's going to come a day sorrows will never break the heart again. Peter said it's coming. The end of all things is at hand. You see, I believe God puts something in a child of God that isn't just a looking for his coming, but a longing for his coming. I look for him to come one day, I do. I look at the clouds often, like I said this morning, and think, Lord, maybe today you'll ride out on one of them. But there's something down in here that longs for it. There's something every time people suffer in this church family and in my own family. I've got a sister dealing with cancer, and she just got out of the hospital because of pneumonia and broke my heart. We just, over the last several months, have watched precious saints go home to be with God. We have got Holly now, still fighting that fight, and so is Olin fighting the battles of cancer. And you get weary. Get weary of my family with Tad today and see what this old body has to go through and deal with. We've got Geneva and Hazel in a nursing home and dealing with the old body just worn down and wearing out. Oh, don't you just get weary? Don't you just get weary with it all and say, Lord, I just long for you to come on. I just long for you to sound that trumpet and get us out of this old world. Preacher, you're not looking forward to things in life. I do. I look forward to things. But you know what? My longing for him wouldn't upset me at all if he just came on and got us out of this old world. Peter said, the end of all things is at hand. I believe he had a longing. Peter was an old gentleman then. And Peter was longing for the day of seeing his Lord one more time. I'm not going to go into it. But Peter began to tell him how to live in those last days. He said, it's winding up. He said, be sober. Be clear in your thinking. Keep your mind on the right things. You know what? Sometimes our minds get all distracted by what's going on in our world. He said, just keep your mind on the right things, on the things of God. Serve and honor Him. He goes in to say, keep praying. Keep loving one another. Be hospitable. That means share burdens with one another. Share what you have with others. Peter's saying, be a help to each other along the journey of life. Preacher, do you really believe this thing's winding down? She's winding down quickly. Don't know if you paid much attention this week. But nation after nation after nation is turning their back on Israel. Ostracizing them. Cutting them off. This thing's winding down, folks. We better just be clear in our understanding. My dad used to preach it years ago. Don't drive your pit stakes too deep. Don't get so tired of this world. Thank God get to looking for Him, longing for Him. Jesus is going to come. I'm going to just stop there. I thought, Lord, I'll never get into all this. I'll never accomplish all these things. But I appreciate what He did let me share with you this morning. I want to just tell you. I know you're weary. I know I am. I know you're tired. I know. Fighting these battles and dealing with sorrows, dealing with hurtings. Boy, it takes it out of you. It takes it out of you. But just keep looking. Keep longing. I believe we all just pray like John, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Just come on. Come on, get us out of this old world and all that we deal with. Brother David, I'll let you get us a song. Don't know how to give an invitation to you today other than this. There may be somebody you're not ready. Maybe somebody you say, preacher, I know, understand what you're saying. And I'm sure not ready. Well, why don't you get ready? Because Jesus may come today. That'd be all right with me. I don't have nothing to go back to the house for. I don't have to go get nothing. Everything I need is right here in my heart. So he could come today and that'd be all right. That'd be all right. Let's stand if there's a need. In your heart, would you come?